Blog Talk Radio.
We cut the legs off of our pants, threw our feet into the ocean, lay back and wave through the daylight.
Wow, that was going on way too long. Hey, everybody, welcome back. I wanted a more upbeat tune for tonight because tonight's sort of a celebration show. And
right.
Welcome, everyone. HR Happy Hour is back again. We're like the Jay Leno show. We're on every night.
Oh. And then who's our Coco?
Yeah. But we're back. This is Steve Bowes, of course, with me, Shauna Morkey. Shauna, how are you?
Hi.
Tonight?
Great. I'm doing great.
Yeah, we're really happy to come on a special edition of the show back in our original time slot, Friday night at 6, for episode 29. This is a really special show. This is the Job Angels Year 1 show, sort of marking, noting, and celebrating the first year of Job Angels and how everything that's happened in Job Angels this year. And a couple quick notes. We are probably not going to be taking audience calls tonight. We have quite a few Job Angels people lined up and some special guests that we've got already sort of pre-scheduled. So I will give out the phone number if you want to try to, maybe we can get a few at the end. The call-in number is 646-378-1086. But again, we probably will not be taking too many calls tonight. On Twitter, if you're hanging out, we have a hashtag, which is HR Happy Hour, and we will keep an eye on tweets and questions or comments that come through there. So again, let's get right to it. This is the Job Angels Year 1 show, and I want to welcome the creator of Job Angels and really the inspirational creator of this show, quite frankly,
right,
way back when, the great, the legend, the number one influencer himself, Mr. Mark Stelzner. Mark, how are you?
Yay!
Hey.
Woo!
Happy Friday, guys. Hey, listen, thanks for letting us steal the airwaves from HR Happy Hour this evening. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure.
Well, great. Well, let me kick things off. I mean, the purpose of today's show is really a celebration. 1 year ago today, I accidentally started a movement called Job Angels by sending a single message on Twitter. And what we've accomplished as a community in that period of time is pretty unbelievable. So today I really just want to thank all the Job Angels for making this such a wonderful success. And let me begin by giving you a quick overview of what we actually have accomplished in the last 12 months. Job Angels has been effective. To our knowledge, we have helped exactly 1,387 people find jobs. These are the number of people. Yeah, this is how many people have actually messaged me personally and let me know that they found a job as a result of their association with Job Angels. So we hope there's many more out there that we haven't heard about, but that's not too shabby of a number. The other thing Job Angels has done is we've driven resume views. We have about 40,000 active members in our community, and we find that each time we distribute a link to someone's online resume, they get an average of 300 to 500 views.
Yep. Wow.
So we're driving a lot of exposure. We're getting people a lot of access, hopefully, to resumes or getting their resume out there to recruiters, to employers to try to get the word spread. The other thing you may not realize is Job Angels is global. We have members in 25 countries speaking 15 languages. Job Angels has also been in the news. We were fortunate enough in the last 12 months to be featured on over 250 television stations, including CNN. We've been in over 40 Tier 1 publications, such as the Wall Street Journal. And we've been featured on over 2,000 online forums, blogs, and publications. And so that's pretty amazing. But the next statistic actually is pretty shocking as well. Job Angels is offline.
Mm-hmm.
So our leadership team has spoken live to over 300,000 people over the last 12 months.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And the last statistic I'll share with you is that Job Angels is yours.
Yep.
You all have sent over 2.5 million messages via Job Angels, messages of hope, of support, of news, of advice, of guidance, and yes, a little bit of venting and complaining.
That's only natural.
Exactly. But we wouldn't exist, of course, without the support and activity of all of our wonderful volunteers and all of our members.
Yeah.
And before we continue, I wanted to share actually just a few things I've learned from all this. And this has been a tremendously humbling experience for me. I know it's been a tremendously humbling experience for our volunteer leadership team and everyone who's participated. But there were four things that jumped out at me at the last year that I think we should talk about. The first is a little bit shocking, and this is that people need help asking for help.
Yep.
And you may not realize it, and that's Cherie who just said yes. We actually ran a survey very early in our existence, and our survey found that almost 50% of job seekers had yet to ask for help. So if you personally want to make a difference, you need to get comfortable on how to approach people to offer help. And don't assume they'll come to you with their hat in their hand. This is very counter to our culture. This is very pull yourself up by your bootstraps and can be a difficult barrier to break. So be proactive and you just might change somebody's life.
Yep.
The other thing I'll say is there are many, many ways you can help. So most people would think of, oh, it'd be great to connect someone to a job posting or a job offer. That's wonderful. But guess what? People need help deciding what to do next. They need help deciding how to change careers or industries. They need assistance with interviewing skills. People don't know how to write a resume. Many haven't written resumes in decades. They need assistance negotiating salaries. And we've heard time and time again, honestly, from people that have said, you know what, just having someone to talk to is such a big boost. It's a kick in the pants to reinvigorate their job search and to increase their confidence and really get them moving into high gear. So don't forget that there's a lot of different ways you can help, and you should take advantage of that.
And I think there's a whole add to that. I mean,
go ahead, please.
People really also need some help in discovering what their strengths are and, you know, even what their weaknesses are too. And that's been a big part of, you know, helping others and just helping them focus on where their strengths lie so that they can channel and focus on what their next career move might be.
I would agree. I think
yeah.
those are great points. And that's Cherie Klimek, by the way, our volunteer chief marketing officer. Hi, Cherie.
Hello.
Yeah. Cherie, you're welcome. Thanks for coming on. And I'd also add to you guys, that, I mean, there's a whole other world of job seeking and building opportunity, whether it's online, LinkedIn, and other networks that lots of people, and I know Dee can speak to this a lot, lots of people are not ready for it, not familiar with it, and hadn't been exposed to it before.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and I think, you know, these tools are intimidating at times, and they're seen as a barrier to entry, and we'll get to that a little bit later. We've got an exciting announcement that sort of takes this Job Angels movement offline in a different way.
Wow.
The third thing I'll add to this is that I have found that people must be targeted. You have to know your destination. If you want to be frustrated in today's job market, spread your resume all over God's green earth and keep your fingers crossed that somehow it breaks through. That will drive you crazy. But the people that we've met, that we've had the pleasure of meeting, if you want to be successful, you stay focused, you do your homework, and you network very purposefully. You be very surgical in the way in which you attack this market and the way you leverage your contacts. Because otherwise, you're among millions of people that are throwing things out there with the hope of something sticking, and it's not really a good means of securing a job in today's market.
Just a huge amount of time it takes, too.
That's right, and that's the voice of Mark Kimita, our volunteer CIO. Welcome, Mark.
Thanks.
So the last thing I'll say probably is obvious, but it's probably not said often enough. I would ask you to say thank you. And I would ask you to say thank you even when you fail, even when you're ready to put your head through a wall. And here's why. You never know when an initially unsuccessful attempt could turn into something positive downstream. And I know how frustrating job seeking is today, but put away the flamethrower and sometimes just be grateful for the opportunity. because you never know how that person might think of you or who they might know or whether or not things may change at that organization downstream. So just because it doesn't work out now doesn't mean it won't work out in the future.
Right.
So those are some of my lessons. Those are some of my musings. These are some of our successes. And in the vein of success stories, I'm really pleased to introduce our next guest. Michelle Catania was a very early Job Angel success story, and she, as much as anyone, has fully embraced this whole pay it forward message. And with this, I'm pleased to welcome Michelle to the show. And Michelle, share your experiences with us, if you don't mind.
Hi, Mark. It's good to hear from you.
Thanks, Michelle.
Well, just to start at the very beginning, I got laid off a few days before Christmas when I was working for a publishing company. And it was a tough blow, to say the least. I had just bought a house, and so it sends your head reeling and you're not thinking straight. So I had set up a couple of coffee dates with friends and was trying to figure out how to get my head back into the game and how I needed to regroup. And I actually found out about Job Angels from a friend over a coffee date. And I got into Twitter pretty quickly in the middle of December, very quickly Job Angels came to the surface. So I found the link that pointed me to a job in the nonprofit world through a Job Angels post from one of the Job Angels members that I had, friended. I applied and I got it. And I'm now working at an organization called St. Joseph's Villa for Children, which is 175 years old, and it's one of the largest nonprofits here in Richmond, Virginia. And it's been a blessing because I went from doing corporate accounting to securing state money for developmentally disabled kids. So Job Angels has two sides, though. I definitely benefited from the first, but while I was interviewing, I already knew that I had good resume writing skills, and I figured I would try to pay it forward. So in Richmond, a lot of people had been hit by the Circuit City Corporation going out of business, and that was headquartered here. And so I had a lot of next-door neighbors, other colleagues that were laid off that were, you know, just within a few square miles of where I lived. And so we started to put Job Angels to work, and we started to connect resources and Twittering back and forth before it was called tweeting. we started posting everything on Facebook and really started using social media to try to maximize the input. And I found that I ran out of people that I knew in person pretty quickly. But what happened was that I became known as the Job Angels Lady in Richmond, and I started receiving a lot of invitations to speak to large groups and churches and at businesses after hours to give tips and tricks and advice about interviewing and resume writing, and I started throwing people back to Job Angels. So as a hiring manager, I already knew what caught my eye, and it is definitely true that if you pay it forward, you will reap the benefit of that. So to date, in 1 year, Mark does not know that I have helped over 75 people directly find work.
Wow.
Oh,
he only
that's
knows
fantastic.
About a few that I've sent.
That is a round of applause.
All right.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cheers. Cheers all around. Absolutely.
So a lot of that has involved just some creative brainstorming. Some people I can connect with my professional network. Some people it was as simple as reviewing and making a couple of tweaks to the resume. Some people it was helping them learn how to write a cover letter because they hadn't been in it for 10 years, like Mark mentioned. Other people, if I had known them or if I had worked in a sister company with them, I, you know, could certainly offer a recommendation. But looking back, it was really simple to use the little skeleton structure that was building from the momentum of it. And we were getting so much press as Job Angels and CNN and on Forbes and Wall Street Journal that people were starting to recognize the name Job Angels. And I actually had a lot of corporate recruiters that got in touch with me and started to be able to put my networks to work.
Right.
So ultimately, I found the whole thing to be extraordinarily rewarding. And I was a little overwhelmed as I got into the thick of it as I was starting my new job in February of last year. I was actually waking up several hours before work and putting in even more before I went to bed just to try to help as many people as I could.
Oh, wow.
And, I'm just happy that I was able to be part of something so positive because it's so easy to be depressed and so easy to have a sense of normlessness when you do get laid off. and
right.
to be able to help people kind of bypass that and go back to figuring out what it is they want to do or to turn their experience into something completely different and new. It's just been a lot of fun, and I've learned a ton.
Wow. That's an amazing story, Michelle. Congratulations, and thank you for giving of yourself so wholly. I had no idea how many people you had personally touched. It's amazing. It really is. I'm so proud to have associated with you in any way.
And you know what? I think that also speaks to, you know, the statistics that you put out there earlier, Mark. I believe in my heart of hearts that there are so many more stories like that that we just aren't hearing about, and that's okay, because, you know, Job Angels has become so organic, and word is spreading on and offline, and it's an organization and a community that people are talking about all of the time. Thank you for sharing that. That was amazing, and all of the work that you did to help other people was just so, not many people would go as far above and beyond as you did.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Thanks so much for joining us, Michelle.
Yeah,
have a
thanks,
great
Michelle.
Hey, Steve, if you don't mind, I'd like to move on, actually, and introduce a couple members of the leadership team.
Absolutely. Mark, you're in charge. I'm just, you know, I'm the guy in the back of the fire truck tonight. I'm like,
all right.
You're in the front of it.
Kramer's got the caboose. No problem.
Exactly.
Okay.
I got it.
Exactly. Well, the first one I wanted to introduce, I want to introduce you guys to Mark Kamuda. And like his fellow Job Angels leadership team members, I met Mark, who's our volunteer CIO, online via Twitter. And Mark was drawn to our cause for a number of reasons, which I'll let him share. But I'm personally so grateful to have him on our team. And Mark, with that, thanks for all your hard work this past year, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, and you're welcome. I've loved helping. I really enjoy being part of it. Whether you gave me that fancy-dancy title of CIO or not, I would have helped with everything I could anyway. well, a little bit about my background. I've been a consultant. I've been a CIO, which means Chief Information Officer, for a number of different companies for 12 years. And back in 2003, I had formed my own company that does that for small companies, the interim CIO, because small companies don't normally need somebody of that level. They need someone to come in and solve a problem. Well, back in 2008, I was laid off from the last company that I had done that for, and that's right when the recession hit. And normally I'm able to find a job rather quickly or another project, and in this particular case, I wasn't able to. My wife and I have got triplets in high school, which keep us running around more than I can say. So you know, we got to be able to keep them fed and clothed, and they're growing like weeds. So I did, you know, as a consultant, you kind of know how to put a job search in order. So I put all the things I normally do in place, was getting tons of interviews, was getting landing, you know, you're the guy we want to hire, we're the guy you're going to start on this project. And then the recession kept diving and diving and diving. And over a one-year period, including the time that I knew Job Angels, I had gotten all the way to that point where I was the last person standing in an interview process, and because of the recession, they pulled the plug. And that happened, I stopped counting after 24 times because that was a depressing number. So that's a lot. So, you know,
right.
You mentioned a minute ago that Michelle had mentioned it gets depressing after a while. So I also volunteer, and I heard about Job Angels through Twitter. I was getting started in Twitter at the beginning of 2009 and then 2008, and heard about Job Angels rather quickly was figuring out the hashtag thing and how that works. So I started adding the hashtag Job Angels to the messages that I was sending out, the tweets, other jobs that were available, how to do a better job in looking for a job and organizing your job search, et cetera, interviewing skills. And lo and behold, I get a tweet to contact this woman named Cherie Klimek. And looked her up.
Oh, that's
real
trouble.
Quick. Her up.
That's trouble.
What's
right
that?
There. That's trouble right there.
Totally.
Who is this person? So I look her up on LinkedIn, and I follow her, and I start checking her out, and they're like, okay, she's with this Job Angel thing. Cool, maybe she can give me some ideas. And we start chatting a little bit online, and it turns out that she lives, 10 minutes away, Cherie, something like that? which you find out later is rather unusual for the Job Angels team. So we meet for coffee, and she's probably got about just as much energy as I would say I have. So we start talking more about Job Angels and how I might be able to help in different ways. And next thing I know, I'm in an interview session with Cherie and with Mark and with Dee, and they're grilling me on what I can do for Job Angels and how technology might be able to help. And next thing I know, Mark says, well, let's make this real. Let's, have you come on and be part of the technology side of this and make it happen. And so my job as the CIO has been looking at all the technology that's out there that could be of benefit. I mean, Job Angels exists until relatively recently in the ether. It exists in the internet solely on all these social media things. So one of the things that we wanted to do was bring it all together and create a way to bring all of these different social medias into a single source so that all of these different groups can kind of talk together. Facebook people really don't talk real well to Twitter, et cetera. And that's what I've been working on, trying to find ways to make that happen. We think we're getting closer to that now. Some of that technology is expensive. We're a nonprofit, so we have to find ways to make this happen on a dime, literally. So that's what we've been doing. So in the meantime, some of the things, like I said, volunteering work. So one of the things I was listening to Mark, and he's talking about his four lessons. And I don't want to take away those four at all, because I believe in number four, particularly about saying thank you. But I wanted to drive that home a little bit, in that following through with that thank you to everybody that helps you and everybody that is in some way connected with your job search, or even the individuals that are interviewing you, it's so critical, and here's why. Everybody talks about, they told two friends and they told two friends. I can give you an example from one of my networking lines where I went on an interview. It didn't happen. I asked them, well, is there anybody else I can talk to as part of my thank you to them? They said, well, here's two people. Talk to them. I talked to them, went and interviewed with them. That didn't work out. They didn't have a position. I repeated that process. Seven levels deep, I got a project out of it. Seven levels I followed that through. And I got a project that actually, the amount of money I earned on that literally carried my family for more than 6 months.
Wow.
That persistence took care of my family. So there's times when it seems like you're wasting your time in a job search, but if you're organized and you follow a plan and you just repeat that plan and that process, it'll happen. You don't know when, you don't know where, but you have to follow through. The other thing I wanted to really quickly add to was the fifth thing that I think is, and that's volunteering itself. I was just helping others in this process, and I met Mark and Cherie and Dee and thousands of others in Job Angels because I volunteered my time. And because of that, not only am I able to help more people and help Mark and really help Job Angels overall as an organization, but it's landing me interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something, I can go into a little bit later, but that's something that I think is fantastic, where it's landing me interviews. I just spent the past week in Maryland and Washington, D.C. on a series of interviews, and hopefully these will be final interviews, that directly came from Job Angels. In fact, in this case, they directly came from Mark Stelzner.
There you go.
Volunteering is huge in this, because it's just another opportunity to meet lots of people, and you're giving back. So even if you're a job seeker, if you've been in a hiring position, you can go out and help somebody even while you're looking.
Yep.
Because you have skills that they might not have. So I just wanted to leave it with that, is that looking for ways to help others helps you in lots of ways, and it's more than just finding a job, because it opens up your heart and it really suppresses any depression you might have.
That's great, Mark. Hey, Mark, thank you for sharing your story. We appreciate that. The next person, God, how do you transition between people after these great stories?
You're doing fine, Mark. Don't worry.
I know, exactly. The next person I want you to introduce actually is Cherie Klimek. And as our volunteer chief marketing officer, Cherie probably had no idea what she was in for when she raised her hand very early in our life cycle and offered to help with marketing. She's added just unbelievable value to the organization, and she did this all while she launched her own branding firm, Vocii, V-O-C-I-I. And Cherie, we wouldn't be here without you. So thanks and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. But, you know, I have to say that similar to Mark's comment on the fancy title, as CMO roles go, I would probably, I must admit that I probably have the easiest CMO job that there is. And, you know, we've all worn so many hats on this leadership team than I think our individual titles allude to. We've all dove in, helped manage our community. We've acted as guardian angels on our Twitter accounts, our LinkedIn groups, our Facebook pages. We've been ambassadors. We've been to speaking engagements, spreading the word. I've been, you know, primarily responsible for fielding media. But, you know, the fortunate part of all of this is that the media has truly come to us. And we've all participated in interviews to spread the word. I've also project managed our the workflow among our leadership team, which was challenging at some times. I do admit.
Name, Cherie. Who is the challenge?
They were all very passionate about this cause, without a doubt, and we all wanted to make sure that it was the best that it could possibly be. But seriously, in looking back at everything that Job Angels has accomplished and stood for over the past year, I am so proud and honored and humbled to have been a part of this. I think I can speak on behalf of everyone that it's absolutely changed my life. On a personal note, I will never forget this day last year. It was actually 4 days after I resigned from my safety zone in the corporate world. It was also a day that the U.S. reported a record number of layoffs in that there were 56,000 people affected that day while I was hitting the send button to resign from my role. So I personally was taking an incredible leap of faith. And, you know, lo and behold, call it divine intervention, call it whatever you will. But when I saw Mark's tweet hit the stream 4 days later, I knew instantly, I think hundreds of others knew instantly, that this was something that was going to be big. It was going to be powerful. It was going to have an impact on the lives of people everywhere. And, you know, Mark, you had mentioned doing this and starting my own business, but actually I felt on a personal level that my business could wait, and I had some time to dedicate to Job Angels, and for the first time for me in so many years, I had an opportunity to give back. I had an opportunity to take some of the skills and experiences that I had and apply it to something that was more meaningful than anything I had, you know, run into, and something that was incredibly timely because the world needed it. So with my background in branding, I racked up 16 years in the recruiting space. I basically told Mark that I wanted to help make the Job Angels brand iconic. It needed to shine so brightly as a symbol of hope for people, hundreds of thousands of people, if not more, needing help. But it also had to be an inspiration and a call to action to thousands of volunteers, because our volunteers were going to need to be critical in the effort to help people that needed help. So, you know, and one thing, Mark, I don't think that you mentioned this, but I definitely want to throw this out there because it does speak to the power of social media, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit more. But Mark and I, believe it or not, everyone, had connected, 3 weeks prior?
That's right, yep.
To your tweet. So we had exchanged a couple, you know, niceties, good morning, hello, how are you, can I get you coffee, whatever. And the day that Mark sent out that tweet, we were on the phone an hour later, tag-teaming the Twitter account because we had hundreds and hundreds of people that were already joining in. And so, you know, with that, we knew that there was something that, you know, we had to take it further. We had to just let this grow into what it was already becoming. So that weekend, I set out, and I think my goal was to put in place our brand values. You know, how were we going to act as a leadership team? How were we going to behave in order to create the best possible experience for our community? We wanted to make sure that job seekers weren't being taken advantage of. We wanted to make sure that the volunteers were giving of their time, but not, you know, over giving, because, you know, there are boundaries. And, you know, our whole mission is just help one person. And that could be 1 hour, that could be, you know, 10 hours, depending on what you could give. But we weren't asking a lot of anyone. It was just, you know, choose a person, a friend, a family member, a stranger, make that your goal, and do as little or as much as you can to help that individual get to the next level in their job search. And to Mark's point earlier, it worked, and it is working, and it continues to work. We were literally moving, and I think we're still moving so fast and so aggressively. It goes without saying that, you know, we talked a little bit about the recognition that we got from mainstream media, the bloggers that came on board. So as a CMO, I didn't exactly have to do a whole lot of work in, you know, going out there to pitch media to tell our story. They were coming to us. And so it was just a matter of managing that and making sure that we were evangelizing it and continuing to be ambassadors and managing the community as effectively as possible. But the recognition, the credibility, the sheer, I think the authenticity of the philanthropy and the giving and the caring, and I hate to use the word love, but I know that there was a lot of it out there among, you know, strangers that were coming together to say, I don't know you, but you know what? I want to help you, and let's get on the phone. You know, send me a DM, let's get on the phone, let me know what I can do. And that happened thousands and thousands of times. So, you know, I also have to say that because I am in branding and marketing that, you know, Job Angels is a very powerful case study for social media, especially when it's about people coming together to help other people. I mean, you look at things like Haiti and you look at, you know, earthquakes and other disasters, but, you know, when one single tweet can draw, how many are we at now, Mark? I mean, 35, 45,000 people together to help one another, that's pretty powerful stuff. And to Mark's point, we're still working toward that platform that will help community members come together in a much more collaborative way. But in the meantime, we have utilized the living bleep heck out of Twitter, out of LinkedIn, out of Facebook. And the community, the individuals that keep using the hashtag, that keep posting their jobs, that keep saying, I need help, and the ones that are jumping in, they are the ones that are keeping Job Angels alive. And as the leadership team continues to evolve, you know, the newsletter was tremendous in helping to share success stories and give people a lift when they needed it so that they knew that it was working. It's just been incredibly powerful. But I do have to go back and say that Job Angels was a groundswell. It was viral, and it was something that took hold, that the people actually took hold of and ran with. Gosh, what else can I say? I mean,
Sheree, I'm going to stop you. I'm going to stop you right there, just in the interest of making sure we get to everyone who needs to get in on the show. Again, this is the HR Happy Hour special edition, the Job Angels year one-year anniversary. All the Job Angels executive team leadership is with us tonight. I'm going to throw it back to Mark Stelzner, the creator of Job Angels, to introduce our next guest tonight. Go ahead, Mark.
All right, thanks. Hey, thanks, Sheree, for everything you said. I feel like we could talk about this for hours, and we have. So I know. Hey, Steve, before I introduce our two other members of our leadership team, I actually have some viewer mail. So this is the viewer mail portion of the show.
All right.
So I've got two letters I wanted to share for you guys, which are pretty interesting. These are two letters that I received over the course of last year from some job seekers. And the first one up is from Gail from Wyoming. And she wrote, Dear Job Angels, who are you people? I mean, seriously, who are you? Who decides to suddenly help complete strangers without trying to make a buck? I have to say I was pretty suspicious at first, but with my husband Jeremy laid off and three young kids, I figured, what the hell? Let's give it a go. I joined your LinkedIn group. threw up a Hail Mary message, and lo and behold, an angel dropped out of the sky to help. I forced my husband, Jeremy, to get on the phone with her, and she added, he's stubborn that way, and three of us took off right away. After an hour, Jeremy was online with some fire in his belly. Our angel spoke with him twice more, and because of her advice, I finally have him out of the house and back on the job. My sanity thanks you, and my family is eternally grateful for what you've set in motion. So that's from Gail in Wyoming. Thanks so much, Gail.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool. And I feel sorry for her husband, I guess, because she doesn't think it's a happy marriage. But that's a different show.
that's another show.
Exactly. The next letter we got was from a guy named Kirk in North Carolina, and he writes, hey, Mark, just wanted to let you know that today I accepted a job offer. I've been unemployed for 18 months and had really lost all hope. I heard about you guys on TV and went on Twitter, for the first time I might add, and decided to try it out. You guys tweeted a link to my LinkedIn profile, and I was immediately hit with some messages from a few good recruiters. We connected, and one of them had the perfect job for me. It took a month to sort out the details, but today I'm employed, we have benefits again, and I just can't believe it worked. I've picked up a few people I'm mentoring now and hope to pay this back in spades. Thanks so much.
Phenomenal.
And I'm not sure in the hate mail, because I do get some funny emails as well. One of my favorites is the day we hit the Wall Street Journal, one just said, can you get off your ass and find me a job? yeah.
That's why he doesn't have a job.
But he's correct. I mean, I was
Mark,
kidding.
I asked you not to share that email that I sent you publicly.
Okay, I'm thanks, Steve. I know. So with that, I know this the time's going fast. I have two more folks I want to introduce. This next person, oh my gosh, what can I say about Deirdre Honor?
Aww.
Dee jumped into her Job Angels leadership role right off the bat, and she went to work immediately. Dee's led our content strategy. She's done a ton of press coverage. She's been speaking live about Job Angels far and wide. And really, as an important point, as an HR professional, she adds just a tremendous skill set to our team, and I'm so thrilled to have her with us. And with that, Dee, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Hey, Dee.
Hey, how are ya? Okay.
So, Dee, is there anything you want to share?
Are you there?
The last...
yeah,
can you hear
we're
us?
Here.
Oh, super. Yeah, it has been really quite a ride. And it's just been an absolute joy and a whole lot of fun. And I think the best part about this whole thing has been watching what's possible. And one thing I wanted to add, too, Mark, I love your list, and I think it's just a terrific list. One thing I'd like to add to that, and as things get better, and they will get better, I don't want this to die. Helping people, there will always be need, and there will be always opportunities for us to do things, and I really want to keep this going even as, you know, things rebound. So it's just been so much fun. It's been a lot of late nights, and of course I've recruited my husband, Paul, and he helps too, and we've just really, really, I just have so much fun doing this.
Well, thanks, Dee. I know you're on the road, so I'm sure this is a little difficult for you, but, you know, what you've done to help, and I know you've had, you got your 15 minutes of fame on television as well, which was a great segment. So, it just wouldn't be the same without you. And I agree. I mean, I think you raise a really valid point, which is things will get better. We'll forget all about Job Angels at some point, but there will always be a need. And I think one of the mistakes that people made that caused them to be so challenged in this environment is people stopped networking.
Yeah,
people stopped communicating with one another when things are good. Then when the bottom fell out, they didn't have anybody to fall back on. So I thank you for that point. I think it's really important.
Great. Dee, thanks so much, and drive safely.
Get
easy on Paul. Don't put him to too much work.
Exactly. So the last introduction I want to make, you know, if you haven't checked out our LinkedIn group, I'd ask you to go ahead and do so. Prior to this next person's arrival, it was probably a little bit of the Wild West, and we tried our best to police activity and block any charlatans, but as a volunteer organization, this took a lot of work, and we really struggled to keep up. Then along came Teresa Basich, and she totally saved the day. She's an amazing community manager, and on behalf of our roughly 15,000 LinkedIn group members, Teresa, thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mark. Well, you're welcome. I think in the grand scheme of things, I feel like, you know, you guys have done so much more than me, but it's been good. You know, the benefit of volunteering in that role, and I kind of wanted to follow up Mark's point about, or Mark Commuta's point about volunteering, you know, it was something that I was interested in professionally, and it gave me an opportunity to exercise those skills for a really great cause. So background, I was unemployed until about 2 weeks ago. I lost my job in, I know, yay. I lost my job in 2008, and I spent a good year looking for work, and I did most of it on Twitter, and that's how I ended up connecting with Miriam Salpeter of Kepi Careers, who then connected me to Cherie, and then once Cherie and I got chatting, she decided to connect me with Mark, and I tossed my hat in the ring and said that I wanted to be a part of this and figure out a way to help. And they really needed, you know, we needed somebody on that LinkedIn job board because, honestly, like, you know, we've mentioned right now and pretty much throughout the life of Job Angels at this point, we're on social media channels. That's pretty much where we live. We don't have a specific site yet, and we're getting all that going, but we needed somebody to kind of, I don't want to say police. That's not a good word, but, you know, just kind of manage that area and make sure that things were going the way that they were supposed to. And so I hopped in and played watchdog, and I think it's been really great so far. I've gotten some good feedback from our members on the LinkedIn board, and I have a lot of people who help support me in my efforts. They'll shoot me little notes and let me know if something's going wrong or if something needs to be taken care of, but you know, the best part so far is just knowing that the little bit of time that I can dedicate to this is going a long way to help people find jobs. Having been in that position very recently and, you know, being well aware of how hard it is and how heartbreaking the whole process can be at times, you know, just being a part of a network that can provide even some emotional support through that time is it's really cool. It's been really great. So, thanks, Mark, for letting me join the team.
No, absolutely. And congratulations on your new role. Are you able to talk about your new role yet?
Oh, yeah. So basically, and it's kind of, it's another, the story itself is another push for social media. I hopped on Twitter, and I love the social media, online social space. I love community management and all that. And I really fell in love with a company called Radiant 6. The company provides a social media monitoring platform, and they're pretty fantastic in that space in providing a lot of thought leadership and ideas and ways for people to grasp onto the concept of using social media in their business endeavors. So I connected with their director of community, Amber Naslund, actually quite a while ago, and we started talking and clicked over music, our music tastes, and our sense of humor, and you know, she started talking to me probably about 6 months ago about wanting me on the team, which is another, this is another, you know, vote for staying connected and saying thank you. You know, we had chatted for a long time, and Amber, you know, wasn't able to pull me on at the time that she wanted, but things kept pushing, and the company kept growing, and things were going fantastically well, and there ended up being an opportunity for me to do some fantastic work in the content marketing and strategy area, and they pulled me on not too long ago. So now I'm doing their content marketing and kind of overseeing all that thought leadership stuff that we're putting out there. So blogging and white papers, case studies, you know, any sort of marketing material that helps push the needle for the company and for that particular area of expertise, and also just provides really good information and educational resources to the community. So There I am.
Congratulations. Very excited for you. That's fantastic. Thanks. So, well, with,
Mark,
with
just
that,
reset. We have about 15 minutes to go. I just want to warn you.
Yep, that's why we're going to switch, and you know, there's so much yet to talk about. And thanks everybody for sharing your stories and experiences. It's wonderful to work with such a group of passionate people. It's what we all hope for in our careers, and we're fortunate enough to have it here in this group. You know, with that wonderful look back, there's probably a lot of questions about what's next for Job Angels. So in some respects, we sort of wonder what's next for Job Angels as well. But we do have a few exciting announcements that we did want to make in this special session. The first is this. Job Angels is truly pleased to announce a strategic partnership with a wonderful media company that you hopefully have heard of, but you may have not up until now, by the name of SmartBrief. More specifically, SmartBrief on Your Career. And joining us to talk a little bit more about SmartBrief and their career-centric offerings is the senior editor of SmartBrief, Mary Ellen Slater. And thanks for joining us, Mary Ellen.
Mark, I do not think I have Mary Ellen.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Well, how about I talk about SmartBrief? So,
yeah, I think you're going to take it.
I know. I can get my voice to sound like Mary Ellen's. So, let me back up a little bit. I am fortunate enough to be on a workforce advisory board for SmartBrief for their HR brief. What SmartBrief does is they look to the market every single day with their editorial staff, and they pull basically the best articles from sources such as the New York Times, the Harvard Business Review, blogs, you know, in this case, any career leaders, thought leaders, to try to convey in a very concise daily email a brief about what's happening in that 24-hour period, the best and brightest thought leaders that are in the market for that day. And basically what we're going to be doing is we're actually going to be turning the Job Angels ongoing communications, the newsletter, and all proactive outreach is going to become SmartBrief on Your Career. And so we will be converting all of our newsletter subscribers, and we will be starting effective in the next 2 weeks, actually, promoting SmartBrief on Your Career as our preferred source. And one thing I really admire about what SmartBrief has done is, first of all, they get really smart people. If I recall, Mary Ellen was with the Washington Post on the career side for years. And they know what good content is. And we are challenged as a volunteer organization to go out and find good content for you all. And whether you're in a current job or you're seeking a new job, I am convinced 100% without a doubt that SmartBrief on Your Career is going to give you good content and you'll learn something. So hopefully we'll get another chance to talk about this in more detail with Mary Ellen on staff. But nonetheless,
she had a sick child, I believe, and she told me she might not make it.
Oh, that's it. Well, we wish the best for Rini, her daughter. Hopefully she's feeling better. But we're very excited. We think this is a great partnership, and I think most of all, as career folks out in the market, you guys will find some tremendously powerful content therein. The next announcement is actually just really exciting for me. So as we've been traveling the country this past year, I've come to realize that only a small percentage of the population in need is really leveraging social media tools, and it's probably not that much of a surprise. You know, most folks aren't on Twitter. They might use Facebook for some personal stuff. And if they're white-collar workers, they may have a LinkedIn account. And every time we spoke to an audience, people said, well, what else can you guys do? We're not into social media. I don't think it's going to work for me, et cetera. So taking suggestions from our wonderful audiences, I'm pleased to announce that we're going to be launching a brand new radio program, which we've tentatively entitled Voice of Your Career.
Ooh.
And that's cool, but that's not the coolest part. So,
what is the coolest part then?
Well, here's the cool part, and she'll probably hate me for this. So the coolest part is we're not going to be doing it alone. So I'm going to be partnering with one of the career industry's most admired voices. She's been featured by CNN, The New York Times, Men's Health, CFO Magazine. Wow, diverse crowd.
Wow.
And she's the voice behind one of the industry's most popular and entertaining blogs, Punk Rock HR. So
Yay.
With that, it's my pleasure to introduce my friend and future radio partner, Lori Rudiman. Welcome, Lori.
Hi, Mark. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
Hey, Lori.
Great.
Hey, guys. How are you? Thank you for inviting me to be part of such a wonderful show. And Mark and everyone on the Job Angels team, congratulations on your year.
Thank you so much, Laura.
Well, I'm really happy to be here today, and, you know, Mark, thanks for the great introduction. It's really exciting to me to partner with you just because we're friends, and that friendship has come about through social media, but also because I love the idea of speaking to people in a very direct way, in a way where we can connect voice to voice and talk about some of the real issues in the job market, looking for a job, but also what happens once you get a job? How do you avoid the mistakes that you've made in the past? How do you set yourself up for success? How do you set your expectations properly? Those are things I'm very passionate about. How do you make sure you have some balance so that you don't invest yourself 100% again in a job that has screwed you over in the past? So those are the things that I'm thinking about, and Mark, I can't wait to get started with you.
That's great, Lori. Well, we're really pumped. And one thing you'll notice about Lori and I is we're probably painfully candid. our backgrounds, we won't bore you with them, but our backgrounds have been very interesting. We think we have a lot to offer. We're excited to bring a lot of really interesting guests to the show. And I'll just say stay tuned for more. You'll probably hear more from us in the next couple weeks about this this exciting new show. I'm excited for us, Lori. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I am too. And, you know, unless, like, the FCC or someone shuts us down beforehand, I'm ready to go.
That's right.
Can I just make a request that Thursdays at 8 is taken as a time slot?
Yeah, it's our time slot.
I don't need the competition.
Not at all. Listen,
it's an homage to you. Everything you and Shauna have built is amazing, and we could never take away from that. So, if anything, we're just derivative from you.
Fantastic. Ooh.
we're your minions now, Shauna. How does that
sound?
Oh,
right,
that's an interesting turnaround.
we want
to know everything you know.
Exactly.
Oh, that won't take long.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me to participate tonight. And everyone, I'll look forward to connecting with you on our new show. And Mark, again, you and the team have done a great job this year. So congrats on that.
Thanks so much, Lori. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good weekend.
Yep. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, Lori.
Bye, guys.
So I know we're getting down, Steve, to the last 7.5 minutes, according to my clock. One other thing I wanted to bring Mark Commuta back in for is, Mark, would you mind giving us just a quick update on where we are on our new website?
Sure. And as Mark just said, we're looking to roll out our brand-new website. We had actually intended to do this months ago, and we've actually gone through 3 complete rewrites of the website, trying to find the right combination of technology and technology team. Again, we're a nonprofit with zero income, so it's doing what we can with the volunteer time of people that are available. So we're looking to bring out the basics of our new website. We're shooting for the end of this coming week, actually, the end of this coming week. And then we'll be adding new content. So as the Smart Brief strategic partnership moves forward, we'll be adding that piece so that you'll see more and more content on job search skills, job search information, so that you can find everything you're looking for about your job search all in one place. Anybody on any media, if you can get to the Internet, you can find out anything you want to know about job search by going to jobangels.org, and we're going to bring it all together for you for Smart Brief. And then we're also eventually going to be adding a component on the back end that will have its own social media content where the mentors can work directly on the tools we're going to have on the website, helping those that are the job seekers using the tools we have available to collaborate and help each other. So that's what we've been working on, and that's what's going to start coming out very soon.
All right, Mark, get to work. Hang up now. No.
Right.
We don't have time. No. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for that. And, this is one thing that I look back and I do kind of bang my head against the table a little bit and say, you know, it's a 3-strike rule on our website. So the first 2 platforms didn't work out, but with Mark's leadership, we are now focused on the right combination of solutions, and we're really excited to get something better than a landing page on jobangels.org. So stay tuned for more details on that. Steve, I know we're down to about 5 minutes. Do you mind if I just cut to some closing remarks?
Yeah, you can sum it up, and I'll just warn everyone, if we do hit the hour mark, the stream will cut off. Everything will make the archives. If you wanted to listen to what happens, go ahead. The number is 646-378-1086. Maybe we'll have a few minute after show, and anybody who's actually on the line can participate in the after show for a few minutes. If you dial in 646-378-1086. Go ahead, Mark.
Great. Thanks for that, Steve. And thanks, first of all, to you and Shauna for allowing us to steal an hour in HR Happy Hour. I love this show. And if you are listening to the show for the first time, this is the most non-traditional show among the HR industry that you will ever listen to. And you've got to subscribe to it. I'm telling you, I'm going to plug it. You need to download it on iTunes. This show's here to stay. I'm really proud of you guys and what you've done with it, so congratulations.
Thank you.
No, my pleasure. It's awesome to be here. And you know, a couple things I'll say in closing. First of all, what a year. It's just been unbelievable to see what people can do if left to their own devices. I'm not a political person, but I will say that we will survive what's going on in our world by pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps and by helping our fellow woman and man. And that's what needs to happen right now. So what I would ask of you guys is, job seekers, don't lose hope. And it's very easy to lose hope. It's very frustrating. Many of you have been out of work going on years. Many of you are potentially in the throes of losing your house. I heard a statistic this morning that 25% of homeowners are upside down on their mortgages. We're expecting another 500,000 people to get foreclosed on in the next 6 weeks. So it's rough out there. But do ask for help, and do seek help, and do use all the tools at your disposal to go out there and try to change your situation. Look in the radius of 25 miles of where you live. Look to community centers. Look to religious organizations. Look to nonprofits. Look to government. Look to anywhere you possibly can to network, to get advice and guidance, and to try to change your situation. And, of course, take advantage of all the advice we gave a little bit earlier. Job angels, mentors, and this is really important because it's hard to remember, please don't stop helping. Please keep giving of yourself. And, again, our motto has always been, just pick one person. Do not boil the ocean. Embrace one person. And you can change their life forever. I mean, if you've learned nothing from the stories, nothing from what you've heard today, one person can make a difference. All of you have made an amazing difference. We have touched, this movement has touched literally millions of people. And although I get a lot of credit and accolades and ridiculousness associated with being the fool who put up one tweet, this is your movement. This has always been your movement. This will continue to be your movement, and I am just so proud and thrilled to be associated with it. So with that, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Great. Mark, thank you so much. Mark Commuta, Cherie Klimek, Teresa Basich, Dee Honor.
Sorry, Rudolph.
I can't forget. Just phenomenal. Michelle Catania, okay, you called in and shared her story. Fantastic. Thank you so much. Lori Rudiman, who called in, thank you very much. Shauna, it's fantastic. You know, again, we talk about the show. We have a good time on our little show here, but me doing a show like this and hopefully reached even more people is really the only it's the really good reason to keep doing it, right? And so I was really pleased that when Mark asked if we wouldn't mind hosting the Job Angels one-year anniversary, and I'm so glad we did. So
definitely.
Yeah, thanks so much, everyone who listened tonight. You want to go to jobangels.org. That's jobangels.org for all the information you need there. For us, Shauna, we'll be back next Thursday. Next week is the queen of HR technology, Naomi Bloom, will be our special guest.
I know.
A really fun show. And for folks who are hanging out on the line, hang out if you want. I'll play a little song. We can have a little after-show chat if you want. If not, that's it. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for joining us tonight. And thank you to Mark and everyone at Job Angels.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Everybody.
Joanna drove slowly into the city, starts to rip off in the snow. She's
Here's the problem, you know, and this is a, I tell you what, this platform is going to kill me one of these days, Shauna, because before you even started working the switchboard with me, when the show went overtime, it would tell you show is not streaming, but you'd still see all the callers, and you could kind of still manipulate the switchboard, and now once we hit that 1 hour mark, the whole switchboard goes blank, and I can't see anything, I can't stop the music.
I can see people.
You can?
I can't.
It's just you, Steve.
Does it matter who logs in first? Maybe I logged in first
know.
And that's why.
Wow, I didn't know that. Well, you learned something.
Yeah, I can see everyone.
I did open up all the lines, so if anybody's hanging, who else is on board who wasn't actually on the show?
Hi, it's Trisha.
Hey,
Trisha.
Oh,
hey.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
How are you, Trish?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks for listening in.
Well,
our first after show.
Yay!
I gotta get a drink.
Just got home from work, so worked late on the big last day, but made it.
Wow, that's dedication.
Isn't it? But made it for the last 8 minutes of the show, and I wanted to tell the whole Job Angels team happy anniversary. And I'm sorry I missed the whole show. I'll listen to the playback later, but wanted to at least let you guys know I was definitely thinking of you, and I hope it was a good show.
Thank you.
I just want to say that. Let me just warn everybody: this stuff does make the archive, so just be careful.
Be good.
Good. Just so you know.
And hey, Trish, congratulations on your last day. Raise your glass. That's
really?
Awesome.
Yay! I know. I need a glass of wine in a little bit. So, yeah, it's a good feeling.
That's awesome.
Mark, I thought it went great, though, man. Great job. Great job.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Stephen. Good job, everybody. It's hard to like keep these things to sound bites. I look down and then I look up and it's 35 after, and I'm like, oh my god.
I'm sorry. I mean, I could have talked for probably another 20 minutes or so. So.
I did.
I know. And I.
No worries.
It was fun.
We had the lamb hook you. Yeah.
Well, Mark, it's a good lesson for you once you start your show with Laura. You've got to keep
your eye
on the clock a little bit.
This is good practice.
Exactly.
But you know you're doing. Go ahead, Mark.
No, it's okay, Steve. Go ahead.
I was going to say, there's Shauna knows this more, right? There's two kinds of shows we have, right? One where the time flies and we're worried about squeezing everything in, and then there's that other kind we've had a few of where we've had one call and not too much interesting to talk about, and we're only, 12 minutes
they
in.
Kind of goof off.
Yeah.
Yep. And then we start getting creative in subjects. Like, so, Steve, tell us everything that happened to you today.
Yeah, well, we've got a talkative crowd, and we're not any wallflowers, so I think we all had to get lamb hooked at some point in the conversation. I thought it worked out great.
I still think we need to find a way for all of us to be together all at once so we can have a great, truly HR happy hour.
Ooh! A Job Angels HR happy hour tweet up, maybe?
Right, yeah.
Steve, maybe... Maybe HR Evolution. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I was going to say HR Evolution is going to be a really good shot at that because it's so central, and Cherie's there, and Mark is – Mark, you're Chicago.
Chicago,
right?
Yeah.
So,
at least for now, yeah.
Dee is fairly close to Chicago. So. Mm-hmm.
When is that?
She's not too
May.
Far away.
May. Well, hopefully I'll be in D.C. by then.
We hope so too, Mark.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
I don't want you in Chicago, but it sounds like you've got a cool opportunity.
Yeah. Well, is there anybody else lurking? Do we need to announce anybody else, Steve?
I don't know. Shauna, can you see on the dashboard there? Because I can't see.
Oh, that's right. Oh, poor Steve can't see. Well, there's eight people on the call.
Okay.
Eight people?
There's someone else.
Steve, this is Greg McGarry in Minneapolis. I missed the whole show, so I had a question. I kind of missed it, but I was reading the comments come across on Twitter, and I was curious. I had just become familiar with the Job Angels, but what was kind of the takeaway from the show was, I don't even know what this guy was doing. I started to come in late, but it was our takeaway for other people as to what they could or should be doing?
Yeah, I mean, sort of. Job Angels is a organization that's been around for a year. It was the one today was the 1 year anniversary of Job Angels, and so the show was really a bit of a retrospective on some of the things that have happened with Job Angels and some of the stories of a lot of the great work that the Job Angels folks, the leadership team, and as well as the volunteers had done to assist people in, you know, trying to get people back to work. And so it was a bit of a look back, and then, you know, some look forward in the latter part of the show about some of the initiatives that are going to be happening in 2010 from Job Angels, if that makes sense.
That makes sense, but like what? I guess I'm not sure what going out and getting people to get more networked and active if they're unemployed, reach out, or is it I don't know what else it would be.
Yeah, I think, hey, Greg, this is Mark Stelzner. How are you? I saw your tweet about you're not used to the help someone find a job talk. Yeah, God forbid. You know, that's our whole story, basically, is that the whole Job Angels mission is just for people to help people find work, to help them with their resume and help them think through their job search strategies. So that's the whole premise of the whole movement. And we're, you know, if you check out Job Angels on Twitter, you'll probably get a sense of what we're talking about. So the takeaway is just to continue to do what people have done last year and hopefully we'll continue to do, which is to, you know, pick a person, mentor them, and help them change their entire situation.
Very good.
Cool. All right, cool. Okay. Thanks.
To the archive now, Greg.
Yeah, we'll get the archive up in a second. I've got to probably beg off in a minute. I have to take the little guy to Friendly's for dinner. That was my deal for tonight. So.
Aw, cute.
Yeah.
Big Friday night date, Steve. That's awesome.
It's big. Ooh. I know. I know it. So I gotta take care of that. Hey, I've gotta eat too. I love the food.
All right. Well, let's let everybody go. Hey, listen, everybody. Seriously though, thank you guys for just a wonderful year. It's been fantastic. And Sean and Steve, you guys have just been such huge supporters all along the way. And it's been a wonderful experience. And who the hell knows what we're gonna pull off in the next 12 months? But I'm excited to see where we're at for our second anniversary.
Great. Yeah.
Totally.
Cool. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks so much. Thanks everybody.
Great. Thanks
everybody.
Hi
guys.
Have a good weekend.
Have a great night, everyone. Thank you.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.